The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock. Steve, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game?
Hello, Harrison. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Liquor and whores.
Harrison, sober or not sober?
Seems sober.
Welcome to Big Dummy.
Thank you.
All right, Harrison, our Men's Room poll. You're going to beat one in a race. Keep in mind that all these animals, on average, run about the same speed as a human being.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to take on a chicken, a giraffe, a pig, or a squirrel?
Chicken, man, all day long.
Taking on the chicken. Okay.
All day long chicken. That's right, damn it.
Chicken can get up to 15 miles an hour.
I can run 16.
You can run what?
16. No, I'm kidding. I have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really thinking about what I could actually run at a dead sprint.
Now,
I mean, it's
versus
not,
in my 20s. It's not a lot different.
It's not good. I mean, it's really just not good.
No, things start to hurt. Ankles hurt. No, it pops.
It can only be a 40. I cannot do 100.
Yeah. What do you think your 40s high would be?
I used to run a 40 in about 5.0, I think, was probably my average.
All right, so here you are now.
But nothing like 4.8. You know, I mean, maybe it was like 5.2, 5.1.
Never below 5, but
right.
5 at best.
Correct. All right. Correct.
I think I got under 7 once. Like 6.8, 6.9. Like, there you go, coach. That's the best you're getting out of me.
We call that walking.
Yeah.
All right, here's your question.
That. I mean, like, good form. You're just not fast.
Yeah, no, I hated that.
I know.
I never was fast.
You look great, but it's slow.
Yeah.
All right.
We all know I'm not on kickoff team.
Yeah, that is understood.
Right.
All right, your question. 1 kilogram is equal to how many pounds?
2.1.
Man, it's 2.2. And I know.
Wow.
I know it's splitting hairs, wow, man. But if you do a weight measurement, look, if you got pulled over by the cops and they said we found 4 kilograms of cocaine and they're off by that, you'd be like, no, that is not what you found in my car.
I was going to say, I think it's better to get that answer wrong.
Why?
Well, you're obviously dealing drugs if you know how much a kilogram actually weighs.
But there's only people in the U.S. that know the metric system are drug dealers.
Right.
Years ago, we were talking about something. We were trying to figure out the kilogram to pound ratio. And someone I know texted my phone immediately and told me. And I will not tell you what they dealt with, but I'm like, of course you know. Of course you know. I mean, they were like, boom, this is what it is. I'm like, yeah, okay. All right, your question. What is the meat in McDonald's original recipe for the Egg McMuffin?
Original meat.
Pork?
Well, it is a form of pork, but...
sausage?
Is it spam?
It's Canadian bacon.
Canadian bacon. Well, I know that, but I mean, it's still the same thing.
Yeah.
And it's the original.
Oh, I know.
It's not a sausage McMuffin with egg.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought there was like one before that.
Nope. Yeah. It's the original.
I say it every time. For my money, it's still hard to beat the McDonald's breakfast sandwich.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And other places have different versions. And
sure.
Some places, but I'm like, that sausage McMuffin with egg is tops.
And you know exactly what it's going to taste like.
Jimmy, blow your mind, man.
All right.
Ready for this one?
Not as mine, but sure.
I did this. Okay.
Call it as mine.
You know they have the bagel sandwiches, right?
They do.
They're okay. I just don't like the bagels that much.
All right.
So I'll get the steak sub a biscuit.
So you take the steak from the bagel sandwich and just say, put it on a biscuit.
Yeah, I've done it on Egg McMuffin, too.
Ooh.
Yes.
You're like the Einstein of food.
I mean,
this is groundbreaking.
Actually, the woman's like, this is a really good idea what you gave me. I was like, thank you, I know.
I think if you were on social media, we'd call that a life hack.
That's right.
I'm Biscuit Maxon.
I've got a new one.
Breakfast Maxon McDonald's.
Breakfast Maxon. I've seen, like, sometimes there's videos, and it's like somebody in their car, like, got a new protein, secret for you. And it's like, oh, yeah, what's that? And it's like, yeah, you get it without the bread and just eat the chicken. Like,
It's not a secret.
Right.
Not new. It's not a secret.
It's not ancient. It's not Chinese. It's not a secret.
You just didn't know.
Right. Oh, you took out the carbs.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. Your question. Actress Kira Sedgwick is married to what actor?
Heath Ledger.
No, the delicious one.
Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, he's dead.
I know. I don't know the answer.
Hey, man.
I always liked Kira Sedgwick.
Yeah, she's a little odd, but I like her.
Yeah, there's something about her look, though, I like.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I met her one time. She's very nice.
Where'd you meet her?
How'd she look in person? I bet she was beautiful.
Beautiful. She, yeah. I mean, feather, like a flower dress. She married to Kevin Bacon. He and his brother are in a band called the Bacon Brothers.
Correct.
And they played the Ram's Head Tavern in Annapolis.
Oh, really?
And okay. We hosted the show.
So she was there. Okay,
yeah, she
cool.
was there. Had their dog with her.
Of course yeah, they did.
Exactly. I'm serious. Had the dog.
And what kind of dog?
I don't know. Some kind of little yappy dog.
Of course. Jesus Christ. All right, your question. How many federal holidays are there in the U.S.?
Eight.
Nine.
Ten.
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 Question five, Harrison.
It's just got to stay at 10.
I believe that's the rule. So you can introduce or take away anything, but it's like Title IX. If you introduce one, you got to get rid of one kind of thing.
So who did we drop for Juneteenth?
All right, well, let's go through. We got New Year's
Day.
Oh,
I think we combined the two President's Days together.
Well, because no, because President's Day is, it used to be separate presidents
yeah.
had holidays. They made that into President's Day, which gave us another day for something. I don't know what that was.
I think
was.
It was MLK Day.
Right, MLK Day you have in January.
Well,
then you have President's Day.
President's Day together when no. MLK came around.
Right, right. But I'm just saying now, like, that's been for a while.
Yeah.
Right, and then you have President's Day in February.
Mm-hmm. I think we got Easter.
I don't think that's a federal holiday, though. Isn't
Easter?
It?
Well, Easter's on a Sunday.
Yeah.
I know, but
so
I thought you got, like, the Easter Monday off.
No.
I don't know.
No, I think Memorial Day, July 4th.
Juneteenth.
Juneteenth, I skipped it. Yeah, July 4th.
Nothing in August. So Labor Day.
Labor Day. And then the day before, and Thanksgiving Day, and the day after. Then what, Christmas Day?
Mm. I think that. I didn't count.
All right.
But yeah. Maybe we should have done that part. All right. Multiple choice question for you. Ancient Egyptian chancellor Imhotep. He is known as the first what in history? Doctor, philosopher, architect, or mathematician?
Doctor.
I'll say mathematician.
Architect.
Oh.
I'm not positive I knew that's where Hotep came from.
Well, I'm in Hotep. Jesus Christ. Imhotep.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. There's like Hotep, like schools and stuff.
Really? Are they schools for architecture? Or?
Well, I'm kind of looking at you. I'm pretty sure it's a black thing.
No, how is it? I don't know.
Yeah. Hotep Academy?
I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. Look, man, just because I'm black doesn't mean I'm smart enough to go there.
Hotep.
It's not like Howard called me.
Hotep derived from ancient Egypt. Means to be at peace.
I just know Dematha plays them. There's a Hotep school in like Philly.
Afrocentric aesthetics. A strong emphasis on pre-colonial African history.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's from Egypt. That would make
Egypt.
Sense. Yeah. You don't say.
As I'm explaining, I'm like, help Egypt. Me out, man.
Hotep.
Yeah. It's a whole movement.
Hmm. All right, your question. How many years was Robinson Crusoe marooned on his desert island?
40.
Okay, from the
28.
From the Urban Dictionary. Hotep is an Afrocentric brother, usually insecure, who claims to be woke but actually isn't.
Okay.
Jesus. I mean, there's a stereotype, too, that it's like, oh, everybody knows the one Hotep guy.
Oh, of course.
Oh, I don't, yeah. I've never heard that term.
All right, your question. What actress provided the voice of Kiara from The Lion King?
Kiara? The bird?
I believe so.
All right.
Celine Dion?
She was in a... Oh, boy. Neve Campbell. Was she Party of Five?
Party of Five?
Mm-hmm. Was she in any of those Scream movies or am I...
Scream, yeah.
Scream.
Jesus, what's, Mike.
Whoa.
What's the
Hello.
Good...
I know. A little warning, man.
Mike, what's the good one with her and Denise Richards? Pool scene.
Oh, a wild... Something wild.
Something things? Or yeah.
Yeah,
I'm afraid that's out of my purview there, Ted.
It's burned
Google
into my.
It. Yeah. You will watch it.
And also, Kiara was the little kid lion from Lion King 2.
Was a little kid.
Lion. Oh, that explains why I don't know because I never saw Lion King 2.
Oh, dude, you missed so much.
Yeah, Simba's baby.
All right, Harrison. Question number 7.
Simba getting jiggy. All right, your question: what 7-letter B word is often applied to those suffering from manic depression?
Bipolar. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yes, I'm out.
Man, his enthusiasm is overwhelming.
Exactly. We're both right. It is wild things.
It is wild things.
Yeah,
Mike, just check it out. You'll understand why.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, my bitches.
Hola. Joe, are you sober or not sober?
You know me, I'm sober.
All right, Joe. All right, you're going to beat one in a race. You're taking the chicken, giraffe, pig, or squirrel?
Well, I've been thinking about that, and I've got chickens, so I know how they can do it. And as long as they don't start flying, I should be okay, but I'm going to go with a chicken.
Have you ever raced one of your chickens, ma'am?
No, I've never had the need to.
Well, there's never a need to race a chicken. I feel very confident saying that. However, if you got chickens and we brought it up, you should just time yourself, man. Whoever you think the fastest chicken is.
I want to bring up something, though. You mentioned Kevin Bacon a little bit ago.
Yeah.
So I'm doing a shameless self-plug here. This Sunday is Seattle Breast Fest down at Slim's Last Chance. And I will be performing with a band I slapped together, and we gave it a fun name. We're called the Thick Cut Kevin Bacon.
All right.
Thick Cut. Yep. What time's that? I played there a few times, man, so just tell people about it, what time they can go down and all. It's always a good event.
Oh, yeah. It starts at noon, runs to about 6, and there's 15 different performances. And the theme this year is the Beatles and the Stones.
Okay. Oh, nice.
Yeah, I get a free sunflower from Joe.
I want to say the last time I played that gig with you, man, I don't remember the theme, but we played Careless Whispers. First time I played with Taryn on stage. And what I remember is, if you are familiar with Slim's Last Chance, you know what everyone there looks like, right? The biker bar, there are big beards, and there's a lot of leather. So we're on stage, and we played some rock and stuff, and they're cool. And I'm looking down at the set list, and I'm like, I'm looking at this crowd, and I'm like, we're about to play Careless Whisper. Like, they're going to burn the stage to the ground and beat us to death. We started playing it. Every dude there grabbed his woman, and they were slow dancing.
Nice.
And it was, like, this is cool, man. Picture everyone looking like ZZ Top in a bad mood, slow dancing with their woman. I'm like, okay.
Call her mama.
You have to remember that at this event, you're not going to find people in their 20s. It's people in the older set, so it's all right.
That's why I felt comfortable, man.
There you go.
Yeah. No one looked at me weird. Why is he here? All right, Joe. Here is your question. Which kingdom is Greenland a part of?
Greenland. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, that's which kingdom? Let's go with British.
What kingdom is Greenland?
Yeah.
Denmark. Dutch.
Denmark, yes.
Oh, okay.
Dutch.
Mm-hmm. Dutch.
Dutch are from Holland.
Yeah, it's Holland.
Yeah. Not Deutschland. But how?
Oh, and that movie with Neve Campbell you were talking about, definitely a must-see for Denise Richards.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Man, the whole thing. Look, yeah. I can't even tell you what the movie is about. I've seen it like 3 times.
Nope,
I don't
either.
Remember. The plot meant nothing. The pool is everything.
Yeah, once Denise Richards' boobs came out, I forgot about everything else.
Yeah, nothing mattered. I think that's what Nothing Else Matters was from Metallica.
There you go.
In that case, you should watch Starship Troopers.
Yes! Mm-hmm. Yes! Yeah. Man. Another fine movie.
Yeah.
It has its times.
Any other movies that you want to recommend?
That's right in my wheelhouse of like high school, just getting out of high school. It's like, dude, you seen that shower scene? Yes.
And chick with the curly red hair, man.
Starship Troopers satisfies the 10-year-old boy in all of us.
Yes, it does. And a 57-year-old man.
And I hate bugs.
There you go.
All right, here's your question. What classic TV show was created by Rod Serling?
Oh, gosh. You know what? I usually go 3 questions before I miss one. It's been fun, guys, but that's The Twilight Zone.
Yes, indeed.
Very good, Joe.
Confident.
Mm-hmm. I was hoping to be wrong.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Big round.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola. Adam, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober, Miles.
Good for you. What are you doing, Adam?
Just drinking some Modelo's.
Very good call. Okay, you're going to try to beat one in a race there, Adam. You're taking a chicken, giraffe, pig, or squirrel?
I've caught plenty of chickens, so I'll take a chicken.
Racing the chicken. All right. Chicken can get up to 15 miles an hour.
Again, it can. All right, your question. Who created Star Trek?
Gene Roddenberry.
One and done.
Yeah. Too easy.
One
Jesus.
And done. All right. Before we let you go, let's give you a 50-50 question. 17 or 27. How many of the actors in the movie Goodfellas went on to be on the TV show The Sopranos?
I'll go 17.
Yeah, 27.
Damn it.
27?
27 of the actors from Goodfellas went on to be on the TV show The Sopranos.
Huh. I don't know that that many of them had big roles in
Wasn't necessarily a huge role. No.
They were just all in it.
But you were there. You were credited, right? And then at some point when they did The Sopranos, like, got another gig for you. Keep looking Italian.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Brock. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Brock, you sober or not sober?
I am a sober turd today, Miles.
A sober turd. I like when I have drunk turds.
Okay, which animal are you racing? Chicken, giraffe, pig, or squirrel?
I'm going to go with my spirit animal. I'm gonna race the squirrel.
Going after the squirrel.
Okay. Is anybody, other than you, Brock, does anyone have a spirit animal that's not cool? No offense, squirrel, not cool. It's always like, I got a bear, I got this. It's never like, yo, man, I got a sloth.
How do you find out your spirit animal?
Well, no, that's what people call me. I'm really squirrely, so.
You are a little squirrely.
Spirit animal. Okay. Yeah, so. I'm tree branch all the time.
I'm Brock the Squirrel. Here is your question. What was the first video that aired on MTV back in 1981?
I think I know this one, and I think I actually watched it because we had cable back then. Is it Video Killed the Radio Storm?
You got it.
One and done.
Nice work. Right. Hang on, Brock.
Before we let you go, let's see here. We had a couple of lightning storms earlier today. So the average lightning flash, it could light a 100-watt light bulb for how long? 3 months or 3 years?
Ooh, I'm going to say 3 years.
3 months.
3 months.
Got a downer.
Weak.
Yeah, weak-ass lightning bolt.
More of Big Dummy coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
Is live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room.
Hitting the grill, coming up with the head chef. Ted's meat and potatoes on the way at 4:30, right after the game known as Big Dummy. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jess. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hola.
Hola. Jess, are you sober or not sober?
I am medically not sober.
All right. Jess, you're going to beat one in a race. All these animals basically run the same speed as humans. So you're going to try to beat a chicken, a giraffe, a pig, or a squirrel?
I'm going to take the chicken. I would even house that chicken if it were trying to attack me. And I bet I could definitely outrun the chicken.
Okay.
All right.
Chicken can run 50 miles an hour.
Putting my money on the chicken.
Me too.
All right, Jess, here is your question. Shannon Hoon was the lead singer of what band before he died of a drug overdose?
Can you repeat his first name, please?
Shannon. Shannon Hoon.
Shannon. Oh. Oh, gosh. The Who's? I don't know, honestly. I really don't.
We just played the band Blind Melon.
Oh.
I couldn't believe it when the song came out. I'm like, this is honestly the next question I have in line. But yeah. All right, your question. What is the last name of the family at the center of the TV show Yellowstone?
Sam Elliott?
That is an actor, but it's the Dutton family. The Dutton.
The Dutton Ranch.
I was thinking of the wrong show.
Well, even if so, the name on the show, not the actual actor.
Yeah.
I'll help you walk through this, Jess. I got you.
Miles has got you, man. He's like your guide dog, your service animal.
I'm gonna Yellowstone is not a show about Sam Elliott, for the record.
Yeah, just side note. Has anyone thought so? All right, your question. What vegetable grows fast enough that you can hear it?
Oh,
people make pie out of this, and I don't know what else.
Yeah, apples. But no, there's something that grows faster.
Than apples, yes.
Rhubarb?
Got it!
Boom!
Oh, my God!
Yes!
Wow!
Coming through!
You did it!
Man, oh,
holy
man.
Holy cow, man. Congratulations. That's awesome.
We are all very impressed and shocked.
We did not think that was going to happen.
No!
Anyway, the game is Big Dummy. 206-803.
Is that the only sweet vegetable pie?
It depends where you stand on sweet potatoes.
I was going to say...
It's a starch, but is it a...
Until you said pie, I was going to say asparagus. Because it seems like when that pops, man, it just keeps...
I think it grows fast, but yeah, rhubarb, apparently, you can, if you listen closely, you can hear it growing
in. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803
Rock. Big Dummy!
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello,
Justin.
Justin.
Hello.
Hello.
Hola. Justin, sober or not sober?
So we're getting off the bears.
All right. Justin, our men's room poll. You're going to try to beat one in a race. You taking the chicken, giraffe, pig, or squirrel?
I go with the giraffe for fun.
Yeah, I like the look on that. Just the look. You raced a giraffe. It just, you know, like, you look over, man. He looks at you like, it's game.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
It's go time.
Yes, that makes sense.
It's going to be fun.
It's all the reason. I just feel like they have an unfair advantage.
The squirrel's just, like, wiggling its tail.
With the super long legs, man. You know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, pig's smoking everybody.
He might be a little clumsy, too.
All right. But here's my question, okay?
Little legs.
So, Miles, you were saying, look, you race a chicken. If it beats you, it's going to put its wings out, kick back its head. So, typically, when you watch a close race, right, the last thing they do is stick out their chin, right?
Just mm-hmm. Oh, giraffe.
You're the right. Giraffe is killing him.
Oh, man.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Right. He took three steps. He's already reached it. So it is where his feet are? Or
no,
is it,
it's not.
He just needs to.
He's
going
to break the tape.
He's kicking everyone's ass.
In that theory, that might be right.
I'd probably get DQ'd. But in theory, if I was in front of him and he got even with me, could I just, like, dive on the ground to trip him? And then get up and keep going?
In foot racing, no.
Maybe you just put their hand in front of his head, you know, and push his ass back.
I just like the idea of him tripping and falling.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be great for you.
Stupid giraffe.
All right, here is your question. About what percentage of the air you breathe is oxygen?
20%.
What was that?
20.
I'll give it to you. 21. Wow.
Damn. One and done.
Close enough.
Great job, Justin.
One and done with the big brain. Let's see here. Before we let you go, a 50-50 question. Which is hotter, the surface of the sun or the Earth's core?
Earth's core.
Man, oh, man. Okay. That was quick.
Yeah.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Corey. Welcome to the men's room.
Montgomery!
Hola! Corey, sober, not sober.
I am high as a giraffe's loquacious poussée.
Where in Kentucky are you getting this marijuana you speak of?
I don't think I can disclose that.
I kind of figured.
It might
be incriminating in a state like Kentucky.
Yeah, here. We're like, I went down to Sean Kemp's place.
Exactly.
Let's just say I know a farmer.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Good for you. I know a guy there, too. He just does beef. Anyway, men's room poll, are you going to beat one in a race? You taking a chicken, giraffe, pig, or squirrel?
Well, I am the chicken cowboy, so they don't stand a chance. They're fast, but not for very far, so I want to have fun racing a pig.
Race a pig. Okay, they are pretty quick, too.
What's the farthest you've had to chase a chicken?
Well, what usually happens is I have to get them back into the eggmobile, and they home back to where it was the night before. They have this weird homing device in their head, so it's more of short sprints than long distance.
Okay.
All right. Corey, when you get to slaughter in there, is there any chance we can throw you some cash and you could, freeze dry some, send us some beef?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that'll be coming up this fall.
All right.
I'm serious, remind us, man.
Yeah, whatever it costs, man, I'll throw you some cash.
Sounds good.
All right, perfect. Thank you, Myers. Mm-hmm. Setting that up. All right, here is your question. How many layers is Earth's atmosphere divided into?
Man. I'm going to go with like 8.
Is it 6?
It is 5.
Five.
The troposphere, which is the one that we live in and breathe in, followed by the stratosphere, mesosphere, thermosphere, and then finally the exosphere. Not to be confused with Cape Fear.
That'd be a good name for a band.
What's that?
Exosphere.
Exosphere?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it. Your question. The driest place on Earth is the Atacama Desert, located in what country?
Egypt.
Antarctica?
Wait,
Nope.
Yeah, I was
it's closer to Antarctica.
Australia?
It is in Chile.
Chile.
Oh, yeah. Really? Yeah, the Atacama Desert, man. Okay. It is. Yeah. A dry place.
Did not know that.
All right, the question, what was the world's first antibiotic?
Penicillin.
Very good.
Nice job.
Yeah, see you, man.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
It never really tasted like bubble gum.
What's that?
When I was a kid, remember it was like pink?
Oh, the penicillin.
And if it's like, oh no, it tastes like bubble gum. I don't think it ever did. I think it was just a way to get kids to drink it.
Yeah, tell kids it tastes like bubble gum to throw it down the throat. And by the time
you guys drank, drank that? Are you talking about Pepto Bismol?
No, I know what Pepto is, and children. But I'm saying like amoxicillin or whatever used to cut. Yeah. It was like pink.
Oh, not in my world. Yeah, I think it was just something else.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
I don't remember that at all.
Now I got the pink stuff too, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about.
Throwing that pink stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello.
That's about a good. Is there anything to ail you?
Hello, Jay. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Jay, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober today.
All right, Jay. Welcome to Big Daddy. Okay. Our poll. Are you going to beat one in a race? You taking the chicken, giraffe, pig, or squirrel?
We're going chicken.
You're going chicken.
Chicken.
Okay, chickens.
Chicken.
I'm fired today.
No, I don't mind if it catches me.
That's a good point.
It's just embarrassing when you get your ass kicked by it.
Yeah, that's true.
Look, I'd rather lose a foot race to a chicken than quote unquote get my ass kicked. What happened to you, man? Chicken, dude. Chicken. Yeah. Crazy.
Roosters are bastards, though.
They are.
They'll chase you around a yard and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I never felt bad about getting one back on my side.
Did you eat it
when you killed the chicken?
Culled. We say culled.
That means killed, kids.
I did not eat him that night, but we did butcher him, and he was later used for a stew or a soup.
Okay.
Okay.
Because rooster meat's usually a little tougher.
Yeah. Because they're tough.
Yeah.
All right. Multiple choice question for you. Apple, banana, orange, or peach? What was the first fruit eaten on the moon?
On the what? Can you repeat that?
Apple, banana, orange, or peach? What was the first fruit eaten on the moon?
Let's go peach.
How did you know
wow.
that? Yeah, come on. How did you know that? Well, you would think just based on, like, the texture.
That would have been the last one, I guess.
Yeah, because you would think that would go mushy. A banana would go mushy. Apple, to me, would be the logical choice, just based on the fact
that's what I would have thought. But
it's got, peach. You know, it's encased and,
yeah. Hey, was that a one and done? That was one and done, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. It's a bonus.
Before we let you go, 50-50 question for you. Let's go back to the world of Charlie from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. True or false? Charlie from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory was supposed to be black.
Let's go true.
Why wasn't he then?
He wasn't because the publisher told the author to change his race to white to appeal to white readers.
Oh. Game is Big Dummy 206-803 Rock.
You want white people to read this? Make it a white kid.
See, nobody will believe it.
Actually, I'm happy. Finally, it's not some broke-ass black dude. You're like, thank you. Cool. Like I said, I want to do the reverse Different Strokes TV show. He was a rich white kid, but his parents died. So the broke-ass black family adopted him. Yeah. How about that for snap?
I mean, that was part of Kid Rock's life.
Well,
he grew up rich.
Yeah.
And then was like, I'm kind of a rapper and trying to get really into black culture. Right. And now he's a country artist.
Just like he planned. Hello, Kevin. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Kevin.
Kevin.
Goodbye, Kevin.
See you, Kevin.
Hello, Dwayne. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Dwayne, are you sober or not sober?
I'm just drinking a beer.
I'm going to say not sober.
Well, you can say that because it is alcohol, I guess.
Yeah. I guess.
I don't know.
It's not like I'm
pounding.
I'm just having a beer.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Dwayne.
Hey, we're not the judge.
I'm not a cop. I'm not a cop. B1 on a race, Dwayne. You taking chicken, giraffe, pig, or squirrel?
I've raced chicken, so I'm going to go with the stress squirrel, I think. I don't think they've been getting talked about too much today.
All right. Hey, I like that.
Yeah, not enough love for the squirrel today.
It's got to run in a zigzag pattern.
And then stop dead for no reason. Stare at oncoming traffic until it hits you.
And then turn around when you're already safe and run back into danger.
Only when you've made it 80% of the way across the road do you then decide to turn around and try to make it back.
He's running the wrong way.
Exactly.
You would think, as much as they hang out with crows, they'd understand how to move out. Like, a crow will wait till you get 2 inches away and then fly a foot, right? It's not in any hurry, but it's like, I'm going to move. You don't think I'm going to move. I'm going to move. The squirrel, it's like, You're moving, but you're not moving out of the way.
I told you I got that squirrel and that crow that play with each other every morning in my room, in my yard.
What?
Yeah, seriously. I have a family of squirrels. They just gave birth to two little squirrels, right? So they're kind of...
Did you name them? You got to name them. No. Come on, man.
Chippendale, whatever. So the one...
That's original.
the one plays with this crow. And they come and they chase each other around the tree.
But they're having fun.
Yeah, they do it every morning. Huh. It's the damnest thing I've ever seen. It's like a Disney movie.
Yeah. That is like a Disney movie.
My in-law's house up there, the crows play with the rabbits.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. I don't know if they're just harassing the rabbits or what.
I mean, they're legitimately like playing. They're having fun. They're playing tag and chase and all that stuff.
Chippendale. All right. Here is your question. What famous pilot was nicknamed the Lone Eagle?
Was that... that had to be Lindbergh.
Wow. Nice job, Dwayne. One and done.
All right, before we let you go, 50-50 question. In what direction do cyclones spin in the southern hemisphere? Clockwise or counterclockwise?
Do they react like the toilets?
Possibly.
Okay, so they're... Let me see if I can remember some, TV weather reports. I think they spin counterclockwise.
Clockwise.
Is it clockwise?
Clockwise south of the equator. Speaking of famous pilots, by the way, did you see the news with everyone's favorite, I can land a plane in the Hudson after hitting a goose pilot's Sully.
Yeah, he's got dementia or something.
Yeah, he has the Alzheimer's or dementia, but he announced it yesterday.
How old is he?
I'm not sure. He looks like maybe early 70s or something, but just saw the headline. I'm like, oh, man.
Yep. I don't remember the toilet spinning the other way in South Africa.
So
I think that's a falsity.
Yeah, it's a falsity as far as nature goes. So what they said was, all these people we talked to said, like, you can kind of design your toilet to force the water to spin one way or another. So south of the equator, they tend to design it just to spin the other way. So it's not because the earth is making it do that. It's because of the design of the toilet. And part of that is because the cyclones they have there spin clockwise.
Oh, I don't know.
And I've said this before, for the record, 1 year in grade school, I did a whole science project on that.
Coriolis effect, I believe it's called.
Yeah, but it turns out it was wrong. The toilets don't spin that way, but I got second place.
Even though it was wrong.
Yeah, I think about it to this day.
East Coast public education, bitches.
That was private school.
Wow.
St. Joe's Elementary. Like,
paid money for that.
How did nobody correct me? Not only that, they gave me second place.
Ted, you're wrong, but you're in second place.
Yeah, they were like, God, this is a great project.
And it's science.
And right, now I'm not the science kid. So I was science. Just like, yeah, unreal.
Sure, you designed the rocket that blew up, but what we're going to do is hire to build another one.
Basically, yeah. Great job.
Wow. All right, hello, Kevin. Welcome back to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Oh, boy, Kevin.
Sober, not sober.
I'm on a tolerance break. I'm sober.
All right. How long's the tolerance break?
Oh, well, you know, I'm actually waiting for a phone, trying to get a job at the union, so.
Oh, okay. All right. That makes sense. All right, our men's room poll. You're going to beat one in a race. You taking a chicken, giraffe, pig, or squirrel?
Let's say chicken.
Chicken it is.
People want to race this chicken.
Chickens are killing.
So if you're on tolerance break, does that mean you're not having a beer every once in a while?
Well, I had a Corona yesterday, but I'm not smoking anything.
Okay.
Yeah, I get it.
But you can't knock down a couple of beers. I mean, they're not testing for alcohol, are they?
No. But I don't think you need vivid dreams.
Yeah, all right.
You know when people are under the influence of alcohol. Like, we don't need to test for this. You're hammered.
Right, yeah. They'll pay for your rehab, I'm sure, but...
Yeah, I mean, people, I want to say it's out in 24 hours. Like, if you show up to a piss test for alcohol and pee, like, you're just drinking all the time.
If I drink Miller Lite, it's out of my body in like 7 minutes. Basically, I crack a beer and I'm like, I have to pee. One pee for each beer. All right, here's a question. It's multiple choice. The harp, the sitar, the lute, or the piano? Which instrument has the most strings?
I'd say the piano.
Man. Wow. One and done again.
Jeez.
Fire today.
All right. One and done. Before we let you go, true or false, the Energizer Bunny only exists in the U.S. and Canada because everywhere else in the world, it's the Duracell Bunny. True or false?
True.
Did Duracell... owned by the same company.
No. So Duracell, they came up with the bunny. All right. But they did not renew their North American trademark back in 1989. So Energizer grabbed on it because over in Europe, Duracell was kind of kicking Energizer's ass with battery sales. And a lot of it was because they introduced the Duracell button. So when Duracell let the trademark wear out, Energizer's like, F you. Believe it or not.
It's all about the bunny in the battery business.
Energizer's sales went up with the bunny. Real quick, just so you know, a piano averages anywhere from 220 to 240 strings. A harp has 47 strings. A sitar has anywhere from 18 to 21 strings. And the lute, which all the cool kids play, anywhere from 11 to 13.
Yeah.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 round.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Michelle. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey,
Mitchell.
Hola.
Hello, Mitchell. Welcome to the men's room.
Mitchell, he's sober or not sober?
I'm not sober. I've been called worse, guys.
I believe it.
No. Mitchell, I just can't spell.
I thought for sure it was Michelle.
That's all good.
It ends with the LLE. Yeah. So I'm like, all right.
I'll keep it with Michelle. Be one in a race. Chicken, giraffe, pig, or squirrel?
I'm going to say chicken.
You're going to race that chicken. Okay.
All right. You chicken racer. See, that sounds horrible, doesn't it?
I go to the chicken races.
All right, Mitchell, the chicken racer here. Here's your question. The singer Shakira hails from what country?
Brazil?
No. Colombia.
Colombia.
Oh, big dummy.
Yeah. No idea why I asked that question.
All right. What'd I win?
And what Alaskan city does the Iditarod race end?
End?
End.
Juneau?
Anchorage?
Nome. You do all that racing, you end up in Nome.
Well, you got to go. I mean, sometimes they don't even have enough snow. See, it's better to go north than go south.
Yeah, good point.
Correct. I know in recent years they've had to put snow on the streets.
All right, just like Columbia.
It happened in Miami once.
Shakira.
Built the city. Bam. All right, your question. What is Green Day's biggest hit, spending 16 weeks on the Billboard charts?
Oh, I'm going to say Basket Case.
No.
Time of Your Life. Nope.
American Idiot was an album.
Nope. Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Yeah.
We should play that.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're ever going to play Green Day on the station. No. Which starts
coming day.
Yeah. All right. The question, what was the nickname for Germany's World War II submarines?
I got nothing. Nebuchadnezzar. I don't know.
U-boat.
U-boats.
Yep.
Underwater boat.
One.
They still smell like diesel 70 years later.
Mm-hmm. All right, your question. What fluid surrounds a fetus?
Amniotic fluid.
There you go, Mitchell. Indeed. Nice work. Head Chef coming up. Ted's Meat and Potatoes, all about grilling. And we've got your emails on the way next from the men's room at KISW.com.